So what's Obama going to do here? Come on, help me.
What's Obama going to do?
Besides say no.
I think Obama has to figure out how to say yes.
To what?
To something that allows
Michigan. Here's a compromise, Joan, if we're really the big shots here talking about it. But here's what, sometimes these things work their way into the real world. How about if he says, look, Senator Clinton, I will let you have another vote. I'll help you raise the money. I'll let Rendell raise the money and Corzine, the rest of the big guys, know how to raise money. On one condition, whoever gets the most votes at the end of this process, the most votes, is the nominee. No more talk about superdelegates. I will play by the rules of who gets the most votes if you'll play by the rules and stop right there. Do you think Hillary Clinton would accept that deal?
Probably
at the end of the
not.
Whole process, the candidate who gets the most votes from voters in all the primaries, reheld primaries, all the caucuses, the original primaries, total vote wins, winner take all, no more talk.
Total vote, not pledged delegates? Interesting. I don't know. I'm sure she'd be...
They would just agree to a simple Jeffersonian principle. The person who gets the most votes gets to be the nominee. No more talking. What's wrong with that deal?
That's a very interesting...
And he could say, I will let you have those retakes if you promise to shut up and quit and hand over the sword if I get the most votes.
That's a very interesting,
idea. She could wind up with the most votes, actually.
That's right.
I mean, the most votes.
The beauty of what I said, John, either guy can win,
right,
but at least it would be democratic and would stop all this plutocratic stuff about, well, and when it's all over, the smart people will decide whether you were right or not.